Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
What I love about history is that it really is just a bunch of gossip. It's a bunch of hot information that you didn't even know about. And so because it's February and we're honoring Black History Month, I wanted to give y'all a little hot tea about Harriet Tubman. So did you know that Harriet Tubman's own husband didn't want her to escape slavery? It's crazy. Ladies, you got to learn from our girl that sometimes you got to lose the dead weight to make American history. Okay. So this is the story of how Harriet Tubman's first husband almost stopped her from changing the world. It's pretty crazy. So her husband was a free Black man. And when she was like, hey, babe, I'd really like to be free. He was like, well, that puts my freedom at risk. So let's not do that. And Harriet Tubman was not about to let this scrub hold her back. So at 27 years old, she escapes slavery on her own. I'm 27 years old, and the only thing I'm capable of escaping is a bad hinge date. So she escapes and could have lived a totally free life in Canada. But she's like, no, first of all, it's cold as hell here. Second of all, I want to go back and get my mans. So she comes back and finds out that he's already moved on to another chick.
This dude.
He remarries. Crazy. So nothing is more motivating than a bad breakup. So she's like, if I can't get my man back, I'm going to make history.
A woman scorned is going to get some stuff done, man.
So she's already been conducting at this point on the Underground Railroad, but she goes to a Union battle camp in South Carolina. Reminder, Union armies are the good guys. And at first she's just working as a nurse and she's looking at all these white army dudes laying around playing Fortnite. And she becomes the first Karen in history and is like, let me speak to the manager. So she teams up with this guy named Colonel James Montgomery. And James is like, listen, I'd totally be down to get some insider info, but like, I'm white and we need info from the people that are enslaved. So he makes her a spy in the army and she disguises herself as a washerwoman to spy on the Confederates. So while Harriet is spying on the Confederate army, scrubbing the skid marks off the losing team's underwear, the soldiers would just be around being like, yeah, it's crazy that we had this big torpedo next to that one oak tree marked with a big X on it. And the other soldiers would be like, shouldn't you keep your voice down? And the other guys would be like, do you think anyone around here is going to use this information against us? And it turns out, yes, the hell they were. So she finds out where all of these torpedoes and stuff are located. And she's like, let's burn these plantations to the ground. We've got to get these people free. So think of this. It's a 5 foot tall Black woman, silk bonnet on, and freshly moisturized in coconut oil. She goes down to the Union Army. She's leading the charge. She's looking at all these little cadets, picking their noses, and is like, don't F this up. It is time to get in formation.
Okay, ladies, now let's get in formation.
So she's able to guide the Union Army to the plantation safely, all because of this information she got while she was a spy. And then once they got there, she goes all Khaleesi in this moment. Just like, Dracarys! Ah! And they're throwing torches and stuff, and they're burning the place to the ground, and people are running everywhere, and they're escaping. And the army is able to burn all of these plantations down, kill off supply lines, and free around 800 enslaved people who would then join the Union Army. So she increases military power by freeing enslaved people who would end up helping the Union cause, and it becomes the first military operation run by a woman, a black woman. And low-key, helping abolish slavery is kind of the greatest comeback from your loser husband dumping you.
I'd say so.
That's your hot piece of history gossip for today.
Well played.
Very well done.
Thank you. Very interesting.
The Burt Show.
She was kind of offended because she got offered a position at her husband's company, and he was like, I don't know that I want you to take that.
So she felt like the situation was causing some tension in their marriage because she was offered a really great job in the marketing department. Problem is, it's for her husband's company. Her husband was not happy about it, for one, because she applied without telling him. And for two, he just feels like it's too much all the time, and he really enjoys his space. She feels like it's a small company, but they wouldn't be necessarily working side by side. There will be some interaction, but not that much. But he doesn't want to see her every day, every night. He doesn't want to carpool all of the time, and he wants her to take her talents elsewhere. And she feels like it's a fantastic opportunity and can't see why he doesn't understand that they should make it work. And she was wondering what she should do because the company needed her decision by the end of the day. What ended up happening?
After a lot of back and forth and some serious tension at home, I decided to turn down the job.
Ooh.
As much as I wanted the opportunity, I realized that taking it would have created a massive strain on my marriage. My husband made it very clear that he was not okay with us working at the same company, and I didn't want to start a new job with that kind of resentment hanging over us. That said, I thought declining the offer would smooth things over, but he's still upset. Not about the job itself, but the fact that I applied in the first place. I honestly thought it would be a fun surprise, like, hey, we can be work buddies.
Hey, no. We're going to be with each other all the time.
So much fun.
All the time. All the time. Isn't that great?
I never expected him to react the way he did. Now, instead of being happy that I turned it down, he's still mad that I even considered it.
That's crazy.
Was I really that wrong for thinking this could have worked? I get that he values his independence, but I didn't think applying without telling him would be such a betrayal. How do I fix this? Or does he need to chill out? Thanks again for your advice and maybe a little marriage counseling while we're at it.
Okay, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me unless there's something else going on here. I mean, why would he be that upset that she did it in the first place? It's rectified. It's done. Move on. So what am I missing here?
But if my husband applied for a job here at the radio station and didn't tell me, That would be odd. That would be weird. And I would feel some sort of way about it.
But then you would go, he'd go back and he'd go, okay, I heard you. I'm sorry I did that. And then what? It's over.
It makes me wonder what else you're doing behind my back that I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't here on Friday, but I definitely would have felt the way. I would have been more mad at the fact that she didn't tell me than I would have been at her wanting to work with me. But I think I would probably have gotten over it once I realized that she turned down the job. I don't think I would have held on to it.
Yeah, the fact that she didn't tell him is a little weird. Unless the company is just so big that she didn't really think anything about it. Like, we work in a pretty small office, so yeah, it would be really weird if Bart all of a sudden just applied for a job here and didn't say anything. But to his credit, I mean, maybe there's something deeper going on at home where she's been really suspicious about him, and this is maybe just another act of her trying to encroach on his freedom when he's like, I've done nothing wrong. Stay out of my business.
Angela's got an idea here. Hey, Angela, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Whoop, whoop. He's got a work side piece.
You
alarm.
Think?
Work side piece alarm.
Work side piece alarm.
I said that on Friday, that let's not like default to what would normally be Burt Show is like he's got some kind of side piece and he's hiding something. But maybe he is, Angela.
Yes. Alarm. Work side piece.
I would think if he had a side piece, though, he would be relieved at the fact that she's done, and he would even want that to be a thing.
Right, like he's so relieved, then that becomes the guilty thing.
Yeah.
Then it's squash, you're not bringing it up ever again because you dodged a bullet.
Ooh, that was close.
Yeah. Scooter, either way.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
All right, thousands had the same experience that Mo had over the weekend.
So I truly believe that there is a possibility or a way that thousands of people were in serious pain over the weekend, and you guys would have absolutely no idea, not only what I'm talking about, but that this even happened.
Chiefs fans?
Nope. Wasn't the Super Bowl. They had nothing to do with that.
They were in a lot of pain.
They are. They are still in a lot of pain. These people that I'm referring to are back now. But the Friday, the Saturday, and I think early into Sunday, there were a lot of people around the country that were all sharing pain online. And it was a moment for all of us. And this goes back. I have to start this story a little further back, because sometime in life, I truly feel like the universe is just conspiring against little old me. It's going out of its way to just pick on me. And this started when I came in here and I told y'all the story about I truly felt like my girlfriend had broke my PlayStation 5 at that time on purpose. Because, I mean, she doesn't complain about me playing the game per se, but I know that there are times when she's like, really, this is what we're going to do. Now, I need to make this very clear. I never feel like I get hours at a time anymore to just sit down and play my PlayStation. It's something that I've wanted to do for a year now, and I have not had the chance to do it. So this, I had a 3-day weekend. You guys gave me the Friday off, and initially my plan was to travel with my dude for his birthday. But a lot of other things happened that went down to where, I'm going to talk about some of that later, I could not do it. I had a mystery shot that led to me having a mystery illness. So I don't know what it was or what I took, but on Friday, I was down bad. Like
a mystery
really
shot
bad.
Like a vaccine?
No, I should clarify that. Yeah. No, like a shot of alcohol.
Oh.
Because I went out to have a couple drinks with my friend, and the lady knew that it was his birthday, so she offered us, like, she was like, I'll give you guys a free shot. And I just took it, which I got a whole nother relationship with alcohol now, which is another story, but I'm never doing that again. I just took it to celebrate his birthday. I figured it was a celebratory moment. What's the harm? And I had way more than a hangover. I thought it was a hangover until like Saturday. I still had a stomachache. Like my stomach was still bad. I couldn't hold anything down. I don't know if it was alcohol poisoning. I don't know what it was, but it had me literally in the bed the majority of my Friday.
On one shot?
On one shot.
Wow. That's not alcohol poisoning.
I only had 3 drinks. They were singles. The third one was a shot. And normally I would drink way more than that. That was all I had. Huh. But I was still to this moment, even I can feel like my stomach is not 100%. So the trip gets canceled. My dude no longer wants to do anything. I'm down bad. I'm sick, but I have an extra day off. So I finally have time to do the one thing. This is the one thing. My girl's not in town. I got the Friday to myself. I'm like, it's time. I just bought a brand new TV. The setup is ready to go. The surround sound is put together. And it hits me. I can play my PlayStation.
Yes.
There's no one here to judge me. No one will know. If I lay in this bed sick, and play PlayStation for hours at a time.
No pressure to, like, hang out, nothing.
Nothing. This is it. This is my moment. I turn on the PlayStation. I hear the sound. It's the most precious sound to a PlayStation owner in the world. And then I see it. The network is down.
No.
Oh, no.
The entire PlayStation network was down. All Friday.
Oh, no.
All Friday night.
No.
All Saturday.
It was a PlayStation thing, not just your TV.
It was a PlayStation thing. So every PlayStation owner, I mean, on Twitter, no. on Instagram, like, that's all you saw was people talking about. I worked all week. I went to school all week. I did whatever I did all week. All for there to be no PlayStation Network the entire weekend. I am done with life right now.
Man, and there's not the worst when you're so looking forward to something, and then you build it up. Yes. And then you sit down to do it, and then it's just like, wah, wah.
I couldn't believe it.
Did it get restored?
It didn't get restored until, like, Sunday, which by that time, it was time for the Super Bowl, so who really cared?
Jordan is right there with you. Hey, Jordan.
Yo, man, I work every day 12 hours, and I only had a couple days on Sunday to get on. I turned that thing on. It's still not working. I had a heart attack.
I feel your pain, my brother. It was so many of us.
Man, yo, it was not fair.
Life is life.
That's a bummer, man. Yeah, a bunch of people are calling up saying the exact same thing right now.
I feel y'all pain. Oh, it was rough, all man. Of us,
so
man.
You guys had to spend time with your friends and family and stuff like that. What is this country coming to?
Quality time.
The Burt Show.
All right, you got Valentine's Day right around the corner. Some years ago, though, we started to highlight Galentine just a little bit more. So it's the Burt Show's Will You Bay My Galentine? Bay.
Now,
Bay.
We were having some discussion because I sent an email to Katie, and Katie, you are going to be the deciding factor because you are the Beyonce stan of the show, correct?
Indeed, I am.
So I think it might be generational. I know I remember from Maya Rudolph on SNL, and that's where I get it from. And I've seen conflicting reports on the internet. So if it's generational, I'm not sure. Some people say it's Bay. Some people say it's Bee. Now, I know it's the Beehive. I know she's Queen Bee, but I've also heard Bay. So is it going to be? Is the name of our promotion going to be?
We could be changing it right
now. It could be. Will you Bay my Galentine or will you be my Galentine?
Will you be my
Bee?
There it is. Will you be my Galentine is what the promotion's going to be.
Okay.
So Bee is coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium on July 10th and 11th. Pre-sale for B-Tix is tomorrow at 12 noon, but we've got your chance to win free tickets.
So if you've got a best friend that you think you two are the ultimate BFFs, all you have to do is prove it with our Will You Be My Galentine Challenge, and you and your bestie could be seeing Beyonce live. I'm going to be so jealous.
Enter you and your BFF right now at theburtshow.com. All right, in the meantime, because Jackson ruins everything, he's even ruining conspiracy theories. Is that possible?
Yeah, who would have thought that would be a thing? I've come on here and talked about my love for a good conspiracy theory. I think it's fun to kind of look at sort of the wacky and coincidental circumstances around a lot of things that are happening. And I don't know, I think they're fun, but they can get a little dangerous if you get a little too into them, right? Because I don't want to be the crazy uncle that's sitting on the couch spewing all this, like, insanity out to people.
Yeah, anything can be a conspiracy theory if you're uneducated enough.
Isn't that the truth? Perfectly leads into the whole point that I want to make with this entire thing. I think conspiracy theories are fun if you handle them with a little bit of skepticism, as you should with everything, right? And, you know, I think that recently I've fallen into this sort of trap where social media loves pushing conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
We know that. You see them everywhere. And when you're on the side of the algorithms that I'm on, it's every other post turns into some crazy conspiracy theory.
It does get to a point where you're not really sure what's fact and what's not anymore.
Exactly. And it kind of freaks you out a little bit. And I've noticed that instead of it, making fun of flat earthers and talking about the moon landing, it's starting to happen and turn into conspiracy theories with every major global event that happens at any given point in time. And I noticed that it was happening more and more frequently for myself. And I really had to take a step back and kind of check myself on how much I was sort of leaning into these things, right? And it makes it even worse when you're on these, when you're watching these videos on TikTok or wherever, and then you're going into the comments and half of the comments comments are an echo chamber, also preaching these same conspiracy theories over and over again. And it started to kind of freak me out a little bit, right? And the whole reason, Abby, to your point about anything can be a conspiracy theory if you're dumb enough, is when...
I said uneducated. Just put words in my mouth.
Same. Is when I learned about this thing called the Dunning-Kruger effect, okay? And so this is essentially a cognitive bias that affects people where... It's one of those things where the more you know, the less you realize you know. And when you first see something, you tend to overestimate how much you know about that subject. Mm. So you've seen this a million times, and I've fallen myself prey to this many times where I see a video on TikTok and that's enough for me to feel like I'm a somewhat expert on the topic because someone educated has told me something.
Right.
Therefore, I have and now possess this knowledge, and now I'm going to go and spread and disseminate this information to everybody that I know.
Even though it's probably going to be a watered down version from the expert.
100%. They're dumbing it down for me, and then I'm probably misrepresenting half of the stuff that they're saying, right. And I'm even more dumbing it down to the next person. And you can see how this waterfall sort of happens when you look on social media of stitch after stitch after stitch of the same video, and it turns into this wild conspiracy theory, right? And so when I saw, you know, there was this visual representation that basically shows your confidence level compared to how much you actually know about a subject, and at the beginning, your confidence is at an all-time high. You're peaking with how much you think that you know, and you're happy to tell everybody, and you think that you're this expert on it because you saw one TikTok and read one article that semi-backed up your claims, when really you knew what you were looking for going into what your research was, so you're already making this additional bias on top of it.
That's very generous because nobody reads the article. They just read the headline.
Truth, man.
Even better, right?
Yeah.
Or you say you read an article when really you just searched, you saw the little recommended search on the comments on TikTok, and you clicked that, and you watched five more videos, and you're like, yeah, I know exactly what I'm talking about. But the whole beauty in knowing and understanding things is realizing how little you actually know about something, right? And so if you take an example, like, let's take climate change, for example. I know, hot topic, right?
I see what you did there. Climate change, hot topic.
Totally unintentional, by the way.
Is it
That's
hot?
Their genius.
And, you know, you have someone who really only has, let's say, limited education on it. It's very easy for them to think that climate change is a hoax, whereas someone who knows and studied climatology for their entire lives isn't actually 100% certain about climate change, but they're about 80%, 90%, and there's a lot of caveats and a lot of different, you know, nuances to their argument, right, which makes a lot more sense because they're more educated on the topic. And so I'm just putting this PSA out there to, you know, be a little bit careful with what you're consuming out there. Understand that you don't know anything.
And what you're sharing.
Yeah, yes. I don't know what's real anymore. I don't even know what to share anymore. I mean, I feel like before I share anything, I feel like I'm going online now to do the research that I'm about to, that I should have just read the article in the first place.
I know. And I also find myself having already a preconceived bias, and I latch onto the thing that I like and sounds the most salacious and cool. And then I'm looking up stuff that further confirms that when I really should be looking at the opposite side.
If you're wondering how to tell the difference about, like, whether or not you're this person, someone asks you a question and you're like, I can confidently answer this, then no, you're suffering from the Dunning-Kruger effect. If you're sitting here being like, how do I explain this with the nuances in a way that's appropriately going to convey my message to this person so that they have the information? Congratulations. You've reached the threshold where you've become so intelligent that now you know you don't know everything.
Are you guys in an algorithm where you feel like you're an expert now because you watch so many of those?
Have you seen me talk about the Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively case? No one can tell me anything. I have a law degree from the University of TikTok.
I feel like you've been really accurate in it, though.
You know what? I will say, and to Cassie's point, I feel like I have reached that threshold of intelligence, at least with that specific subject, because I have been, despite how biased I do sound against Justin Baldoni, but I have done the research on both sides. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have the capability to look at both because I was a Blake Lively fan. I got no reason to hate this girl. And then I see what happened to Justin Baldoni based off of his evidence. I'm like, well, damn, that looks pretty damning. And, you know, you see it and you just get so wrapped up in it that it's like, I just need to tell everyone about it.
That's probably the best example we could have given.
Yeah.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
I'm not entirely sure it was effective last week, but I do like the idea of this new segment here. Did Mo indeed get you more into the Super Bowl than you were planning on being? Because you didn't care about the Chiefs, you didn't care about the Eagles, you didn't care about the game.
I didn't. I honestly didn't care about the whole entirety of it. It wasn't until the very last day when Mo was trying to convince me to give a care. care about the Super Bowl. It was the Kendrick Lamar performance that got me to tune in. So, and also, you know, watching the pregame stuff. So I'm more of the pop culture aspect of the game rather than, like, you know, who's going to win. And the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift isn't a huge draw for me either. Not so much who's in attendance, but the actual performances. And so, I watched it from beginning to end. I watched it from prior to, like, from God Bless America all the way until they handed over the Lombardi trophy.
You know, that's one of Amanda's, like, friends who sang that song, God Bless America, last night.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren Daigle? Like, yeah. I guess they have known each other for a really long time. She was more excited about that than the game.
As she should be. Yeah. That's a
she
big
was
deal.
Right.
Of all the great things you came in with last week, the story of Saquon Barkley, which I think is just absolutely great. The thing that had me most invested in the game is your $5,000 on the line.
Oh, no.
It's what had me most invested too, Burke. And it did not go well.
Mo lost the opportunity at five grand. He had a sure $2,500 and turned it down for $5,000 and lost last night.
I will say, your segment really did get me to care about the players for the Eagles, just like the story from Saquon Barkley and also talking about Jalen Hurts. But what the story that came out of the Super Bowl for me was actually the rookie Cooper DeJean, who's,
yeah,
it was his birthday and it was like his first touchdown or something during the Super Bowl. I'm like, what a way to go.
Yeah.
Like, what a way to kick off your career.
22 years old, I believe he is, had a birthday the day of the Super Bowl and had a pick six during the Super Bowl too. You can't have a better birthday than that.
Amazing, right?
I saw too, somebody had asked Bradley Cooper, who's a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan, and he introed the team out onto the field. Somebody had asked him, I don't remember when, all right, you can either win an Oscar for best director or best actor, or the Eagles win the Super Bowl. And without hesitation, he told them, Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, look, I feel that. All right, so if you take this out of football, and we're going to continue to do this segment about sports, but you don't really care about sports, I think Mo's on to something, because there was a really, really touching story over the weekend.
So the Super Bowl is now over, but sports has to continue. And if you don't indeed care about sports, I will try to help you realize that sports is really about a lot more than X and O's. And sometimes the stories outside of sports can really attach you to what things that can help you in life. And I think this is the perfect story to tell that story, which is Dick Vitale. If you don't know that name, he is a legendary sportscaster. I mean, if you grew up in my era, this dude is literally the sound of college basketball. When you think of March Madness, when you think of just sportscasting in general, you always think of the name Dickie V.
Baby!
Yeah. Doopsie doo dunkaroos.
Dude's been around forever, and he is like the gold standard of announcing in college basketball, right?
He really is. And he was doing it for years. And unfortunately, back in the summer of 2021, he was diagnosed with melanoma. And following that, he was also diagnosed with lymphoma. And so he tried to fight through it, but he ended up having to step away at the fall of 2021 because they actually had to do surgery on his vocal cords. Mm. And obviously, that is his moneymaker. And so he had to step away. And in summer of 2023, it got so bad that he didn't know if he was ever going to do it again. But after fighting four different cancers for 4 years, Dickie V finally got the opportunity to come back. They initially wanted him to come back to do a Duke game against Wake Forest, I believe it was. But he had an accident at home, which delayed his progress to come back even further. But he didn't stop fighting. And I feel like that's what Dickie V has always been about. When you listen to him, if you know him, he's very passionate about college basketball and about life. And his message has always been to whatever you're going through to continue to fight. And that's what he did. He 40-44. And he finally got back, and the stage was set for Clemson versus Duke, where he was finally back to do his first game. And here's him calling it in the beginning.
45 years at the microphone, the last 2 years battling cancer, four different kinds of cancer. With everything you've gone through, it's incredible you're back.
And we're just so happy, man.
Well, Dave, I just want to say thank you to all the people. I mean, the reception here has been really off the charts. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to be so emotional, but I can't tell you how excited I am to be here. I was telling Corey before, this is like my Super Bowl. Be able to sit that courtside and do a game. It beats the hell out of chemotherapy and radiation. I want to say to all cancer patients out there, please listen to me. Think positives and have faith and keep fighting and fighting and fighting. I know what you're going through and it's not fun, but to be here, this is my Super Bowl, Dave. It is my championship, no matter what happens.
That was pretty awesome.
Man, it was beautiful to see him get that reception from the entire crowd and to the restaurants that they visited before his payback has come back. So good. Shout out to Dickie V for being strong, man, and handling his business.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Turns out the NFL is not rigged. We all found that out last night. I know everyone loves to give the Chiefs a hard time because the refs are always kind of pulling in their favor. At least it appears to look that way. But last night it was undeniable. The Eagles came out on top.
Yeah, I mean, in a big way. Mo and I were talking about this Friday because we were excited about the game because it's a Super Bowl. And he and I both agreed. Well, it's for sure not going to be a blowout. Neither one of these teams are going to blow that out. So it's going to be a close game. We were wrong.
It's like you finally get the best two teams in the NFL. Neither of them have been blown out all year. And you're like, this is guaranteed to be a great game. Nope.
How did y'all feel Tom Brady did calling the game?
Not great. He's all right. He's all right.
He looks like a robot. He needed to get like his Super Bowl commercial and replace his batteries because he was in that Duracell commercial. Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can tell that he's still figuring it out and like he doesn't really add the flair to it for me yet. And the fact that they took like a few people off to put Brady there and those guys have been working so long to be there, it felt kind of icky to me.
It's one of those things where you wonder if he's so good at like one thing like football, can he work that hard to get good at broadcasting, or was his gift football and that was his purpose, and here he is just kind of being like a mediocre sportscaster?
I don't think you can teach personality, and he only has so much of it, and he doesn't have, like you say, that flair and color. It was flat to me, like the whole game, the whole night, really. And even halftime for me was flat, not knowing all of the messages that Kendrick Lamar was giving us. I just kind of felt like in the middle of it, I was kind of bored by the whole thing.
I did love how all the Gen Xers are like, yo, where'd you get those flare jeans? Because we want to get a pair of those.
Oh, my God.
I felt about the jeans.
Oh, I love the jeans. I love a pair of flares on men. Bring back flares on men. They were so cute. I'm a big fan. And it's funny how that's like the one thing people notice about his outfit. I'm like, he's literally wearing an A minor chain.
I don't know if y'all noticed this, but I never saw like the performer actually getting ready in the background of the guys talking at halftime. Did y'all realize that the entire
entire time that they were talking, Kendrick was right behind them, struggling to walk and get up on the car so that they can start the show.
No, I didn't even see
you
that.
You see the entire thing.
You always see the setup, right? Like the Super Bowl halftime setup, because they got to move real fast to get all that stuff out there and then real fast to move it all off. But normally the artist is hidden somewhere. But so, yeah, to see Kendrick like up on the car and figuring that out, that was wild.
It was weird.
I think his performance, you know, for me, I was comparing, you always compare to like the year before, and Usher was so over the top with everything, and it was such a big production coming out on skates and doing all of his hits. And then Kendrick's, if you're a fan of his, you got all of the messages last night. There was a lot of stuff going on in there. But as I said earlier this morning, I think mainstream America that doesn't know that was probably like, this is falling a little flat here.
I did see that. I felt like that would be a problem because you following Usher is tough for anybody, yeah. Right? But Usher, it's a whole different type of artist, yeah. A whole different performance. That's not who Kendrick is. Kendrick is going to be more cinema-based, more message-based. So I knew him following Usher, a lot of people just weren't going to get it and connect to it, which is, I get it.
Yeah, he's a storyteller. And I really felt like his halftime show was performance art. Like, I think it's one of those things that, like, you got to let him cook. Like, I think a year from now, people are going to be like, that message was so iconic.
For sure.
And all the things that people are going to be able to pick out from his performance now that we have the time to go back and look at clips and be like, oh, I totally missed that, or that symbolism means that. So I can't wait to see people's takes on it on TikTok and see people smarter than me tell me what he was really trying to say in this performance.
There's no doubt, as I was watching it, I'm like, I know this is very symbolic of a lot of stuff. Some I'm going to get, some a lot of it I'm probably going to miss because, you know, I'm a 45-year-old white woman. but as I was watching it, you said you looked like a gaming console.
Yes.
I felt it was like a nod to Squid Game and the rich eating the poor.
Oh, yeah. The rich killing the poor. They were kind of like marching.
I see that. I can see
that. Because with the X and the O and the square, I remember that from the Squid Game show. And that's immediately where my head went when I saw it, when I looked at the field.
See, and that's the thing with Kendrick is everything has three or four meanings. So it's like you both could be right in a sense. Because a lot of it, I also believe, was him talking about the control and the way that they try to control you as an artist and with the controller. Mm-hmm. And he's also controlling the game, which is why I believe he put warning in the crowd and then he put game over in the crowd. A symbolism of him saying that time is over, it's finished, because they picked the right guy now, and the revolution will be televised.
That's why I feel like a lot of people who saw it live, because I did get some DMs of people like, I didn't get it. I feel like it's one of those things you needed to be able to span out and see the whole picture. Whereas if you're just seeing him perform it on the field, I can understand how they would see it as like a very small performance, but that's because you've got to get the microscope and look close, and then you got to span out and you got to see the message that somebody in an audience wouldn't see.
Is there a chance in like an hour, if you looked at the halftime show again, Mo, and you came back on in like the 9 o'clock hour and told us, okay, here's probably what, if you don't know what's going on, here's probably what you missed, then rewatch it again?
Yeah, that's literally what I've been doing all morning.
Oh, it
is. Waiting for like the TikTokers who do this for a living to wake up and give their messages. And each time I go back and look, I'm like, oh, that could be something different. So possibly.
Okay.
Did you guys also see the guy that ran out on the field? I think he was a part of the halftime show, but he snuck a political flag out there and had to get like tackled and dragged off.
I missed that.
I didn't see it. I saw the headlines this morning. I'll tell you what I had predicted. I really thought, because Kendrick is pretty vocal that he's not a big old Trump fan, knowing that Trump was in the audience, I thought at some point or another during that halftime show, he was going to do something blatant that we were going to be talking about this morning, and he didn't. Hmm.
That's not really his style.
No.
He's always been more of a subtle message teller.
A minor? Really?
Well, think about it, though. A lot of people thought that was a key at first. They did. They didn't know that's what he was talking about.
And now I can't even hear that word in any context. Without it playing in my head like that.
He's an artist and he wants to make you think, which is what I really appreciate about his work. All right, Patrick Mahomes is blaming somebody for the Chiefs Super Bowl loss. I'm going to tell you what he said on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.